This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Hospital admissions for COVID-19 are up substantially in Colorado compared to early September. State epidemiologist Rachel Hurley, he says, it's likely related to reduced social distancing over Labor Day. She says the good news is after a spike in infections among 18 to 25-year-olds, transmissions decreased in the last week.
And this obviously reflects the substantial work that is being done on our college campuses to really decrease the level of disease transmission that's occurring in those age groups.
Dr. Hurley, he says that hasn't translated into other age groups where COVID-19 cases have basically plateaued. She says the upcoming holiday season could mean many more infections if Coloradans are not social distancing enough. Colorado's top election official pitched the state's voting systems as a national model during a congressional hearing. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold told a House subcommittee that more Americans are losing faith in democracy.
Either because the voter suppression tactics we see, the misinformation, or special interests or corruption. So I really encourage that as we move past November, that we need to focus on democracy reform holistically.
Griswold pointed to Colorado's mail-in ballot system and efforts to increase cybersecurity as strengths. She also urged Congress to combat election misinformation, including possible legislation and funding for state efforts. 80 and hazy in Denver at 74 and sunny in Vail. This is CPR News.